Okay, it's July 13th, Friday. Oops. And early in the morning, and I am going to download the Days of Power. You really don't need me to do it. I need to do it. You can use any of the previous recordings, because the energy comes from the sky. It's not in the recordings. So, now, the only thing that you may not know exactly what's the flavor of the energy. Warm, cold, rushing, etc. So it makes it easier to receive it if you know it, but otherwise it's really immaterial. You either get it or you don't get it. All right, so let's see. I'm going to face straight. Actually, I'm going to bring some water because it's I tend to dehydrate severely as I'm doing this. Why? Because downloading the energy, I mean, maybe not for you, but for me, going up, you just receive, but I have to become a channel, and a little bit of my energy. The nature of the beast, I am not receiving from myself alone, I'm channeling. And I get face, so that all the tension from the face here. You have no idea how much tension you hold in your face. I have to do it several times. I'm holding tension too. Oh, I'm not feeling myself. No, I'm not feeling it yet. Not yet. I'm feeling the anxiety from it. All right, so I am going to connect to my physical center. I am going to lower myself there, but I don't need to, just do what you say. Find myself. Left eye, okay. I lower it. I'm using the third hand. Third arm, retention, gently pull it down, much like that you pull down at a window sheet. Pull. You can't jump to the bottom, you pull. And it has a weight. And the cell has a weight. If you think the cell is weightless, probably is true in your case. Sorry. Anyway, so I take it all the way down under my navel, butt at another two fingers, and I hold my dominant hand against, palm against it, and I put the weight into the self and the palm, the neck. I'm going to know they connected because I'm going to feel the not here, feel the fault. And we have support, that's how we communicate. So you stay in that position, up, shoulders up, don't use the arm press. Even there I don't jump, I go step by step. I go to the second leg, third, three. And two feet. Alright, and then I'm going to climb up on the pole in the middle of the row. That's the fear. Is it irrational? It's an irrational fear. I am going to the place where two people can survive. Because I can not so I can pay for my life. The answer is yes. The answer is yes. I might have to die. No. And yet, complex. This is the fun. I'm afraid of death. I'm not afraid of death, and I'm still afraid of life. And it's not fun. My legs up and down. Hands, feet. And every time I do that, I release the fears. And why do I release it? Because it's not helping. When you're afraid, you'll become tense. You see, I'm already getting behind you. And pull, and push, and pull, and push, and pull, and push, and pull, and push. Release, pull, and push. And pull, and push, and pull, and push, and pull, and push, and pull, and push. Release, pull, and push, pull, and push, pull, and push, and pull, and push. It's getting denser. Pull, and push. And pull, and push, and pull, and push. Release. So I now concentrate the fear in my chest, and I am not able to let go of it. So I'm just going to climb, pull, and push. If I keep on being afraid, I can't get the life. I can become a channel. Fear blocks the light. Pull, then push, and pull, and push, and pull, and push, and pull, and push. And I'm there, pull, and I'm going to let you. head. I feel my dreams and feelings, so I'm going to sleep. So, I'm making a conversation with myself. So, what am I afraid of? Am I afraid of death? The answer is yes. Am I afraid to die? The answer is no. Just having this short conversation, 90% of the fear is gone, and now it is in my ribcage, bottom. Am I afraid to die? No. Am I afraid of death? No. Alright. Some more water, and then I'm waiting for the light to find me. I have been regenerated, and that is a tension. So I will do that. And just sit. Not wait for, but just sit. To be found is not in my control. I feel the probing light. Okay, you like me? Take me. And yes, so I am embraced now, and the light is now enveloping me. Inside out. So my job, look scared again, is to become a channel. Yeah, that's a little scary. You can die in the process of becoming a channel. And the light starts flowing now. Okay, good. It's an interesting experience. So you have the light inside and outside, and you need to be focusing on the inside. This is what it's called receiving for the sake of sharing. So my job is not be worried about what I am getting. My job is to not worry about, but be concerned, be intent on being a channel, so that the light goes down where you are. And I'm going in and out of it. Why? Normally I just do it. But today I decided to kind of share the experience, because I don't think you have any idea what it is that I am doing. The number of people who thank me, which would indicate that they know that I did something, okay? It's about 3. Number of people who download the energies in the hundreds. So, yeah. It's a good idea to explain. Anyway, I am noticing that while the channeled light is going all over the place, the surrounding light is now doing something which I never pay attention to. It actually seems to fucks with my heart, which has a hole in the middle between the two chambers, not on the outside. Then I wouldn't be talking to you. And of course it's unpleasant. but I can just safely ignore and trust the light. Ah, all right, so it's hard to leave it because I'm concerned what the light is doing and it's going to kill me or not. And even though I'm not afraid of dying, I am afraid of death, whatever that means. Probably, yeah, I am afraid of pain. It's not pain I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of... I'm afraid of surprises. Like a car accident is a surprise. I'm afraid of that. Why? I don't know. I don't like surprises. Not even pleasant surprises. Alright, the light is really going down slowly. I am not being a good channel today. So go back to channel. Yeah, it's a little faster if I concentrate on being a channel. Well, interestingly, my vessel is full. Okay, I'm going to check something. So, okay. If you're smart enough, you do it several times in the 24-hour window. I doubt it, but you need a lot of spiritual energy if you want to grow. If you want to stay the same or go downhill, you don't need any of this, okay? And most of you give lip service to wanting to grow. But your intention can be seen as a lie, and your actions can be seen as the truth. Your words and your feelings and your thoughts lie, but your actions don't. Alright, so I'm going to come down in a second, and is your vessel full? I checked one person and it's full. Alright, so let's come down. And coming. I'm afraid again. Is it mine? No, it's somebody else. All right, I am down. Okay, so this is it for today. You can just start from where I'm starting to download. If you do it 2-3 times, you don't have to listen to me talking, but if you do, you will learn something. Oh, God forbid, right? All right, so it's done.